Welcome to Who Killed Donald T. Johnson, a progressive murder mystery podcast where you decide if we have one villain and 10 victims or 10 villains and one victim. This episode, Truth of the Matter by Joy Duck and Associates. We begin in Guatemala, San Jose, and end up in London, England in 2018.
Men like Epstein, Packer, and Murdoch have suffered recently through the eyes of the media, and words like corrupt and villain are now attached to them forever. But can you imagine what sort of person could be created out of an amalgamation of all of them? We have, and his name is Donald T. Johnson. Not surprisingly, a great many people want to kill him.
Question. What is black and white and red all over? Answer. A newspaper. Yes, an old riddle and sadly no longer true. Newspapers haven't been read all over for many years and more recently, not read at all. Of course, there's a reason for that. Technology. Which would seem to be a great distance from Erasmus Law, as he sits on his porch in San Jose, Guatemala. But even he could give you a reason why many newspapers failed.
Hi y'all, Erasmus Law here. Just a sitting with a few friends in my favorite spot out in the veranda a while, until those damn mosquitoes get too pesky. See, we're all catching up on our regional newspaper, La Verdad. Passes the time when you're working on that Guatemalan vacation, huh? Take care y'all don't get too burnt in that climate change sun now. That headline's a cracker, ain't it? Big shot bites the bullet at royal wedding. Someone sure got burnt there. Yeah, pretty big story. And I'll bet you didn't know there are connections right here in sleepy old Puerto San Jose. Well, so I'd heard. Now, some people say that adversity brings out the best in us, while others insist you really only get to know a fella's true colors when he's at rock bottom. Me? Well, I don't know what to believe. I just know what I'm told, and from what I hear, both those views could be kinda right and kinda wrong. Like I say, I just know what I heard the other night when I went into the lazy loco diner bar and grill for my regular lube. You see? It had been no secret that the Big T's UK news chain was in the process of restructure. Consultants had been scurrying in the corridors, and even here in sleepy old San Jose, things were happening.
I hear they've been squirreling themselves in toilet cubicles day and night to catch the drift. Yeah? Hey, Josh. Can you believe that?
Well, I was doing a scan of our network usage history, and from the looks of it, they've been snooping on all our staff emails.
Yep, though they came a-smiling and a-shaking hands as Steve and Manny, Schickelgruber and Schnitzenheimer didn't fool anyone. But everyone from the janitor up or down, depending on your point of view, knew it was Stefan and Herman something or other from the big end of the corporates. Just as everyone knew that you could no more expect to get a straight answer than a direct question from consultants. No matter how they smiled, nodded, and shook their heads, the air was always uneasy. And regardless how hard you tried or carefully crafted your words, good old Stephen Manny was spot on in their initial conciliatory gambit that there were no right or wrong answers. Of course there weren't. They could make of it whatever the Big T wanted. Oh yeah, the Big T was a real person, all right, known by some beings of the female persuasion as...
Oh, you mean the Big T's?
Or maybe. No, maybe. Maybe the Big... Cheese.
Well, I reckon it's the D.T.'s. Cause of what you get if you cross them.
No. It's D.J.
On account of his talent for spin?
Yep. Donald T. Johnson was a man of many faces and places. Not all of them on the level, if you know what I mean. After all them hackneyed, what's the definition of a consultant? Someone you gives a watch to, then pays them to tell you the time. Jokes had come and gone. The fear set in, so I'm told. And you can't blame people, what with all the secrecy and his reputation. Now, Jeff Snow, editor of our local rag, the Bugle, was the last of a whole troop of media men to be summoned to DJ's London lair at the Shard late one Friday afternoon, barely 2 weeks out from the May Day weekend. Who says management has no sense of humor? Now, them Brits have some funny doings and sayings, but then again, there are some things that are just like ours. So even though it had been an ugly day with most staff members wondering where their next jug of moonshine was coming from, as the day drew to a close, right on 4:55, everyone began crowding out the door to convene at the local pub for a session of commiserations and consolation cocktails. The way I heard it, senior editor Jeff Snow figured he could maybe reason with the big cheese, who had conned all them little weeklies and tabloids to join in trashing their own newspapers from day one, until now, when that smooth-talking sugar daddy was on the verge of a hostile takeover.
Look, fellas, I only know what you know, but I know someone who knows a lot more. Let's all form a deputation and put it to him that we won't take a takeover lying down.
Yeah, Jeff, go on, right on. Yeah, well, you start up, fella. Yeah, well, you start and we'll follow. Yeah, we'll follow, yeah.
No, we better go now while he's in the building, before he decides to go and buy or sell a casino or the Royal Yacht.
If there was one thing Jeff knew about bullies, it was that they despised toadies, and the Big T's was no exception. So Jeff took himself up to the top floor penthouse on the fancy private elevator, walked into DJ's office, and cut straight to the chase. After all, the paper, that's to say the Bugle, had been bleeding money like a punched nose, and Jeff knew what to do about it. He walked right up to the big man, pointed to the pile of plant tissue in his hands, and said,
"Who reads this?"
"It makes a living, and not a shabby one at that. Just take in that view of the eye."
"It's worse than pulp fiction and fake news rolled into one. Surely no one believes it. I mean, ornithologist killed in his sleep by pet parrot. Noted wildlife activist and rare bird breeder, Fabio Candenza, was found dead in his living room this morning. Preliminary reports indicate that Candenza's favourite macaw, Bouquet, smothered her owner with the resistor foam cushion he had over his head while he slept. Candenza, who is understood to have been drinking heavily the night before, had apparently fallen asleep on his sofa, then slipped to the floor, where his arms were trapped under the furniture, making it impossible for him to escape from the bird."
Now, due to the help of a little relaxant, Trixie Bell, DJ's new squeeze, found that funny.
Ha, 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 ha. Hey, babe, got any ice?
"Looks like you're more interested in Mrs. Trix, 15 going on 35, than the future of the Bugle."
"I get by with a little help from my friend.
Tycoon strangled by amorous octopus."
Now I reckon Jeff wondered right then and there if stallions ever realized how very old fillies made them look. Although DJ's surgeon seemed to be beating the clock, be it all with some pretty weird results.
"You know, this paper could be viable as a trustworthy local news service. These stories are so absurd. What's the point?"
"We prefer to call it Foul It, a blend of fact and fiction. People love it. It's entertaining and sells, even in its conversation value alone. It's really no different to historical fiction, People join clubs and spend hours over coffee discussing what's fact and what's not.
Have you considered how you're breaching the code?
The code? Let's see.
What does the Journalism Code of Ethics say? Respect for truth and the public's right to information are fundamental principles of journalism. And the first standard is... honesty!
Doesn't it also mention about journalists entertaining and animating democracy? Entertainment and animation. I grew up with people like our readers. I know what they want.
But the papers are failing because these stories are also obviously fabricated. A 5-year-old could see it.
Ho, ho, ho. Look, a 5-year-old couldn't read Ornithoriologicaric. Hey, babe, ain't that a platypussy?
Trixie, shut the FK up.
Oh, whoopsie.
The trick is to include just enough fact to make it plausible. Sow a seed of doubt in the reader's mind.
Ha! That's just the point. These stories aren't plausible at all. People are smarter than that.
We capture the imagination. People love to debate the what-ifs. What if Cadenza's death wasn't an accident?
What?
You mean the parrot deliberately murdered him? Because it didn't like the brand of Birdy Num Nums?
Rubbish! I could spot a fake at a glance, as could any vaguely intelligent being whose brain isn't addled.
Let's see about that. Why don't I give you a bundle of articles and you tell me which are true and which aren't? Then we'll see how well literary license was employed.
You're on.
A contest! Oh, a contest! A contest!
Microsoft claims the latest update makes tablets virtually psychic. What dross! I won't make you concede.
Let's decide after we're done.
David slays Goliath. Mining giant loses gravy train to nut bars and fruitcakes. Could be.
No, maybe, Pyle.
Two piles. Now, two piles, the goodest and the baddest. Oh, Blue Mina's pile.
Is the Queen an alien? Though the Queen is not required to hold a passport, her non-US citizenship would, by default, categorise her as an alien, according to the US state's citizenship and immigration services. While this has not caused so much as a wrinkle in the regal ermine, one wonders if President Trump's stringent programme of travel bans imposed on visitors to the US from 7 target countries might cause a diplomatic rift between Britain and the US, since the Queen herself has made state visits to 3 of these, Libya, Iran, and Yemen. Wouldn't an extension on travel restrictions to aliens who have visited these countries be seen as a reasonable security response by the USA? Or retaliation for the President's not being invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding this year? Not a bad argument, but the headline. My God.
I've just flown in for that wedding. Gotta mix business and pleasure when you can, you know. It's shaping up to be quite an event. Hey, Trix, ever been to a royal wedding?
A wedding? Oh, what will I wear?
Democratic candidate poised to blow whistle on aliens prior to narrow defeat at polls.
Now I know, seeing as how I saw it. The headline accompanied an unnerving photo of presidential hopeful Clintol, eyes sparkling with manic intensity.
Aliens again!
They sell.
Share market soars as DJ consolidates British media empire. Whoa! This was supposed to be a friendly takeover to support the independent local press through networking and resource consolidation. But you had it planned as a kill acquisition all along, you superior son of a bitch.
Denny Hahn, it's only business. Careful, this desk's Georgian. From Christie's.
You have the gall to sit there like a pompous pig in mud. You've profited from the loyalty and goodwill of these people. They've worked tirelessly on the Bugle for at least 5 years, while you've played seagull sweeping, grand puppet master from afar. You've jerked them this way and that, job sharing on half salary, cancelling Christmas concessional days, removing annual leave loading, recalling them from holidays with their families to dig you out of dirty holes, with assurances their sacrifices were keeping the presses rolling until the digital transition. Now they're out there trying to figure out whether they'll be able to keep a roof over their kids' heads, while you're up there with your snout and even a deeper trough. You stinking swine.
You'd have to agree that Jeff was no slouch when it came to self-expression. After all, he had been peddling news for over 2 decades, and he really let that big cheese have it with both barrels. Which might get you to thinking a rat's cheese, but DJ, who didn't care for scenes, was losing interest. He glanced away to where Trixie was fumbling with the window latch in an attempt to fan her hot flush with the evening breezes.
I need air. Oh, I need air.
Hey, Trix, I'll be right there. Jeff, calm down or I'll have to call security.
Now, with all his experience, you'd think DJ would have known, like the rest of us, that never in the whole history of mankind has anyone ever got to feeling better from hearing the words, calm down. But for some reason, I guess that old cheese just weren't sharp enough. In truth, Jeff most likely couldn't have cared less about being taken away by security. After all, what was the boss going to do? Fire him? But it was when DJ placed both hands palm down on that Georgian desk and tried to stand that matters took an unexpected turn. At that very moment, some might call it serendipity, Jeff stepped forward, bringing his big number 9 down, pinning the cheese to his desk by his red and blue wide-striped power tie. What happened next could very well have been an accident. In fact, it most likely was. But the outcome was the same. And what happened after that most certainly was not. By all accounts, DJ, sensing the tightening of that noose, kind of panicked and pulled back. Jeff, caught midway between steps in trying to keep his balance, brought his left foot forward, resting it ever so briefly upon his boss's right shoulder. Now, it happened that the cheese was sitting in one of them poncy, posture-conscious, ergonomic chairs, and you'd have thought that they'd have thought to add a brake to that there chair, to prevent it speeding backwards into that double-glazed floor-to-ceiling executive office window. Then again, I guess you can't think of everything. And it turned out that Trixie could think even less, because she decided at that very minute to hand DJ a glass of wine.
Here you are, darling. A spoonful of medicine helps the boss man go down.
The 3-inch stilettos on a woman who is half cut holding a brimming glass of vino is not a good combination.
Careful, you silly bitch!
Oh! Oh!
Her fall from grace 10 years before was nothing to the fall she took 28 floors down going down. Clutching at her sugar daddy in an embrace that would have done justice to any X-rated movie. In his former life, Jeff would have been quick off the mark with a headline, High-flying balcony balancer bites the dust. But if there is one skill set at which Jeff excelled, it was the one including words like methodical, meticulous, and mindful. He wasn't tempted one whit. Instead, he decided that as no one had seen him come up to the big man's roost, and there was no one to see him going down, he would join the commiserating crew down at the pub. In fact, the last stragglers were still rounding the corner when he caught up with them.
Well, what happened? What did you find out? Any golden parachutes?
No, I decided not to.
What?
So, I guess our fate will have to wait until next week.
After all you've done for him over the years,
Anyway, you come in with us. Drown your sorrows.
Sure, why not? We got nothing to lose. Mind you, we better keep it short. Got some big news stories coming up. You know, wedding hangovers, folk who can't hold their liquor. And I might need to fly back to San Jose tomorrow and see how the Bugle is faring.
As I said at the beginning, I'm just telling what I heard at the bar. And seeing that the sun's gone down, I just may mosey back there and see how Jeff's getting on with his new senorita. Why not come with me? And we'll sit some more a while.
The death of business and media tycoon Donald Johnson has been described as a tragic freak accident. Witnesses said they saw Mr. Johnson's body fall from his Bugle newspaper office on the 28th floor yesterday afternoon at about 5 p.m. It was closely followed by that of Miss Trixie Bell, who has been described as a close friend of the billionaire playboy. Both were attended by paramedics who were on the scene within minutes, but apparently both had died instantly on impact to the asphalt, approximately 300 feet below. Investigations are underway, and the incident is considered to be not suspicious.
You have been listening to The Truth of the Matter by Joy Duck and Associates. If you have enjoyed this episode, please go to progressivemurdermysterypodcasts.com. where you can find out about our previous episodes and those to come. All available on your favourite platform. And please remember, we wish to please and would love to have a nice review for our efforts. Thank you.